You're out. The
whole thing. I was like, all right, I'm good. And just kept going. Just wave me by. Keep going. Okay. We're good.
I found $50 at the gas station.
Oh, that's a better time.
What up?
Found? Like, what do you mean? Like,
it was on the floor.
A $50 bill just laying there on the ground?
I pulled up to get gas. I put my credit card in, took it out, started pumping gas, looked down at the ground because you're killing time.
Oh,
$50.
Wow.
Yep.
That's huge.
I got to say, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah. No kidding. Who has 50s? That's a tough bill to end up
having.
That's
my white tribute to Ice Cube right there.
I thought it was Ice Cube. I thought you played the clip. That was amazing.
It was so close, Brett, wasn't it?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I immediately played Mega Billions and...
Did you?
And the other one, yeah.
Ah. Did you already spend the whole 50 or then you pocketed 10 for yourself?
10 and 10. Held on to 30.
Oh, see, that's so sensible.
How about that for being responsible?
Nice. What you going to do with that 30?
Probably get buy drugs. Why?
No, I'm just... I don't know if you're a... You know, this is free house money and let's just waste it, or it's going to go to like a kid's, I don't know, whatever, or gas or whatever.
Some of it went to two bottles of Pedialyte because my doctor tells me I'm dehydrated.
Oh,
that stuff's way too sweet.
So that was, it's disgusting.
It's so sweet.
It's disgusting. I know.
Why not just regular water?
I know.
That doesn't hydrate you enough compared to Pedialyte?
I drank 3 32 ounce things of water before I went and got my blood work done.
That's a lot.
And I was dehydrated. Mm. I went to go to the bathroom this morning. It was fluorescent yellow.
Yeah. From the Pedialyte?
Which tells me that I'm dehydrated.
Yeah,
which tells
me
water's not necessarily fully helping my cause, and I got to start drinking this disgusting.
That's
you have to take a crap load of vitamins. The vitamins do that, too.
Yeah, but I hadn't taken them yet.
Oh,
I hadn't taken them yet, and because I've been taking the same ones for so long, that effect has been kind of gone.
Oh. So your pee is supposed to look like water is when you know you're hydrated.
Yeah, it's supposed to look clear, and you know you're hydrated.
That's fine.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I drink so much water too, but for whatever reason, years, and I guess it helps.
You guys see me. I used to walk around. I used to never drink water.
Yeah, no.
Right? But then all of a sudden, when I started going to the gym and stuff like that, they were preaching water.
Yes.
So I started drinking. You see, I carried this little thing around
every
day.
Where does it go? If it doesn't hydrate you, where the heck is it?
I don't know what's going on. But so I started drinking this Pedialyte. And then you go there, and this everything's a racket.
So now, this is as of today you're drinking
now
this?
You got organic Pedialyte.
Oh, organic.
And you got Pedialyte Advanced Care. And you got, this one's got 33% more electrolytes. Oh. The other one is regular Pedialyte. Oh. And then you turn them around, and one's got 25 calories a serving. The other one's got 40. Or it's like just give me Pedialyte. What is the difference between organic Pedialyte?
I know. Is there eggs in it?
Who knows?
Organic chemicals.
Free-range chicken?
Yeah, they pick it off. they pick the bottles from a tree that have never been pesticided.
That could be. So how much Pedialyte do you have to drink a day?
I'm just doing it now to get myself back on a level playing ground, and I'll try and keep up with it with the water, you know?
But doesn't Pedialyte and Gatorade, you know, those hydrators have a ton of salt in them?
They hydrate you. So they must be doing something right.
Yeah. Gatorade, I think, does have salt. I don't know about
tons of salt.
Though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can taste the salt. That's the first thing you drink when you drink this Pedialyte. It's the first thing you taste.
So you're on a mission to drink both of those today?
I'll drink both of those today.
Oof.
It's not that much.
Right. Quickly look up too much Pedialyte. What happens?
That's the same thing as this. Yeah.
You pass out after 10 minutes, it says.
Certain death. Well, if that's the case, rotate.
At least you got two colors.
Congratulations, Monica.
So once you drink the blue Pedialyte, then you go to the gold.
According to Brett, I'll be dead and you'll have a promotion by the end of the day.
Boom.
Don't drink the Pedialyte.
You sound so convincing.
No, wait, stop.
If I didn't know any better, I think you'd want me dead.
Don't
Very
do
nice.
It. Stop.
Very nice.
Well, good luck with the Pedialyte. Let's see if it hydrates you.
By the way, your boy with the tickets sent me a message on Facebook yesterday.
Oh, the guy who sets her up with the Dolphins, the Bills game.
Yeah, I saw it this morning. The guy that we keep telling you wants to make sweet, sweet love to you, and you say, no way, we're like brother and sister and that kind of thing.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he said the same thing. I just ain't buying it.
See, there you go.
If we both say it.
Doesn't matter.
It must be true.
What do you think he's going to say?
I know
don't tell her,
say.
But I really want to marry her. He's not going to say that.
No, because he doesn't. I just know.
She's my little sis. Tell her no, yes. No, 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 with a lot of exclamation points. I think Doth protests too much.
Your brain can't understand that there can be friends and
I have plenty
else.
Of female. I have plenty of female
well,
friends.
Well, that's how
they
we
don't,
are.
They don't inundate me with gifts.
I don't know. That's just what he did. I don't know what to
say. Autograph jerseys, hot dog machines, more
that's
memorabilia,
unique.
Free tickets on the 50-yard line.
It is the rare human that can say that they gave a gift of a hot dog machine to somebody.
Right.
That's pretty rare.
But
the one person
anything,
on the planet that would appreciate
that's
it
that's what
the
I'm
most.
Saying. That's sure. why. He didn't just give it to a random person who would be like, what the hell is this
that's
thing?
Right.
It's more of a, this is what she, and that's what he tells me. He's like, I know. That you know, he was at for the signed jersey. He was at some charity event at the Hard Rock, and he saw that, and he was like, "I know the person who would enjoy this the most, more than anybody that would win this tonight, and so I'm going to do this."
You got a good deal on it, probably.
Oh, I didn't ask.
Because maybe if there aren't enough people there, maybe he got it.
Yeah,
he could have been.
Yeah, and
bid up too much
charity, and we don't know, and it's not my business, but
right,
like it you know, that's just a nice thing. He thought of me. Like Roger
Very
says, he
nice.
Thinks of me when he thinks of Iowa. This guy thinks of me when he thinks of the Bills.
Yep.
Great ass!
That is not him. That was somebody else who has no vested interest in you as a sister.
Mm-hmm.
Must be somebody else.
Right.
I know.
Don't get mad.
I'm not mad. I can't explain it to you.
No, you've explained.
So
no, you've explained
just won't
it.
Understand. Like
I understand your side of the story, and I'll stick to what I said yesterday. If you open the door a crack,
no,
he'd kick it in.
I don't believe that.
Well, you'll find out this weekend.
Why?
Here's a question.
Is she gonna open the door a crack?
Here's a question.
That someone is
that'll put you on the spot. Do you find him attractive at all?
I mean.
Careful, you'll never get another ticket again.
He's a nice guy. He's a real. I don't think
kiss
he's.
Death.
Listen,
oh,
no, I don't.
First he's like my brother. Now
exactly.
He's a nice guy.
No, but I'm saying, do you think your brother's attractive? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't look at him that way. I'm sure he was married before. Like, he's not an ugly man or anything. He's just not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him that way. I don't find my brothers attractive
listen,
either.
There are plenty of ugly people that have gotten married. Don't you say because he's not a bad looking. He's gotten married before, like if he had a face like a foot, there was no match.
Well, someone found him attractive. That's all she's saying, and enough to commit their life to him. And of course, not the divorce. But,
guess they didn't commit too much.
You know, she passed away. Stop it.
Oh no, did she? Oh,
we talked horrible. About this yesterday.
You forgot.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's only been 24 hours.
I forgot. I always put the negative stuff out. I just push it.
I remembered.
You were?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yes. Of course.
It's a lie, but I remembered.
I believe you, Brett.
Nobody likes to show off, Brett.
It was literally 24 hours ago.
I believe
not
myself.
That long ago. Really, Brett, I think you remembered from the initial one. The initial
I didn't tie, like I said yesterday, I didn't tie it to him. I remembered that call, but I didn't tie it to it being him. But I do remember us talking about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very nice. So you're still going. You got the tickets. And is the hotel on him, too?
Yep.
How is the whole trip on him? That's crazy. When you said it yesterday, I thought, did she imply? And then I kept going. I didn't ask.
Why
but
is that
was the implication.
I got 50 says there's adjoining rooms.
Well, he's
saying it's the same room.
It's
what it is. Funny story, Monica. I'm sorry. They only have one room.
I know.
That's so weird. It's booked up. So many Dolphins and Bills fans filling up the hotel.
It's completely independent, and you will completely eat your words because it is under my name where I don't. He's going to have to be there for me to check in.
Oh, there you
so
go.
So it's not like he's going to be waiting there with
I'm telling you, you're going to have a connecting door.
And that's fine, but I can lock it. I'm not mad at that. If that's if he just
to
happens to get it next, I mean, I don't know if that's fact, but if it
it's
is,
it's not really a show of appreciation.
It's just is that the literal door that's open just a little bit?
Right. And then he kicks it in.
Depends.
No.
Oh no.
I'm staying with a friend in there too, though, so it's not like he'd have to
threesome. That's cool. That's very nice of you. He's having your first experience be a threesome.
He's lucky.
I see your friend just to volunteer to join in.
The sad part is what actually is going to happen versus what all y'all are saying is so polar opposite.
Yeah.
he's probably going to like walk into a pillow fight.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no, that's going to happen.
Wait,
yeah.
Stop. Just like, don't.
What's going on in here?
Don't hurt each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you naked and covered in feathers?
Right.
Where do the feathers come from?
I thought we would just go into a football pillows. Game.
Oh, my. Do they even make those anymore? Oh, yeah. We're going to be in a, we'll be in a braless tank tops and panties.
Right.
And then that's when we lay there. We're just like, hey, do you want a pillow fight? I don't know why we would say that, but we will.
Yeah.
And then that's
you
what
crazy
happens.
Girl.
And then for some reason, we have the ability to slow down time, and it's all in slow motion. All of it happens in slow motion.
And a fan. There's a fan.
Why is that a fan?
There's a fan blowing the hair. It's like a Beyonce video.
The details are crazy. Feathers and a fan. Anything else that I'm missing?
So you got to pour bottles of water on your body, too, so it's glistening.
Right.
Or better yet, baby oil.
Wet tank tops.
Whatever's available. Right. You choose.
That's right. White tank tops.
It's wrong.
White tank tops. Even better.
Right. There's thongs.
Braless, wet.
Right.
And fans.
You know what happens?
The odd feather sticking cutely to the face.
It's so hot. The sprinkler system triggers up.
Right, we're going to get wet.
Yeah.
What is wrong with your brains? What is really wrong with your brains? And I have no idea why any of that is even attractive in like even a fantasy world.
Oh,
like,
stop it. Yes, you do.
Worse.
How do you not?
Pillow fight? There's nothing sexy about a pillow fight.
Yes, then you there give is.
With the index finger and tell him, come here. Give him the come hither look as the wind blows and the feathers are settling.
Two, Roger. I expect more out of you.
He slips. His pants fall off. I mean, these things happen in these videos.
Not in a hotel room in Miami before not the film.
Definitely not Miami.
Yeah, definitely not Miami. Nothing, no crazy swinger action goes on in Miami. How dare I?
Not with two Buffalo girls. Our suitcases are full of Bills gear. Like, there's nothing. None of that is happening.
Right. Miami's just like Milwaukee. There's no action going on there, right?
Same to me.
Tulsa.
Really quiet.
Right.
You want to leave the hotel rooms because there's nothing happening.
All right.
Just two working class girls going to go see a football game. That's it.
That's it.
Well, have a great time.
Yeah.
Thank you. I will.
You will. Of course you will. And the seats are great, which is what is amazing to me.
Yeah. And there's always
the seats are even where they are.
There's always so many Bills fans in Miami for this game, too. It's always just, I'm not saying fitty, but there's a lot.
Watch the game. We'll see you right behind the bench. We'll see you.
Do you remember? I launched Facebook to get his messages.
Mm-hmm.
The first post I see is the guy, Steve, the one I told you, Monica, the one that owns that 900 degree Fahrenheit, the wood fired pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Western Chapel, right?
Yeah.
His post. People who regularly point out grammar mistakes often have, quote, less agreeable personalities.
Me. I don't point them out. I think them in my head. I think them all the time in my head. I don't say them out loud. Is that like different or is it the same?
I don't know.
No, that's better. I mean, you're not saying them out loud. Like, your comment is your, Y-O-U-R. Like, you don't do that. Yeah, so.
You're not more agreeable, though.
That's agreeable-er.
That's right.
No, it's not, is it?
No, it's not.
not a chance.
I was gonna say, that doesn't sound right. I don't think
if
I
you started
learned...
saying agreeable or that would make her laugh.
I don't ever learn that. I never learned that one. Speaking of learning, when we come back, I got to tell you something about my son that scared the piss out of me.
Oh,
that I think is a problem, but this will be one of those Monica's like, the world's changing. You need to just let it change and accept change.
Let's see if that's what Monica says next.
I don't think so.
No.
I think she's going to want to come and punch my kids' teachers.
I mean, can I ask you this? You've said this before. And multiple times, not just once before, when you have a scenario and then I come at it, you know, freshly hearing it, and there's been times where you've been like, wow, I had no idea. I thought you would say this instead. There have been a handful of times when that's happened.
I'm not sure this is one of those cases because it involves education.
Last time it did, too.
Uh-oh.
If you say so. We'll see.
We'll see. It's coming next, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. For Roger and JP, and Monica and Brett and Gareth on the phones. I mean, Dizzy, sorry. We'll be right back.